Tony joined the New York cast of Stop the World to rehearse for the Philadelphia opening, while Joan, Evie and Leslie took a trip to Jamaica. Ian Fraser, who was musical supervisor on the show, had already had a run-in with the show's producer, David Merrick, by the time of Newley's arrival. With Merrick's approval, Fraser had revised and reorchestrated the show's score to ensure that it would be fresh for Broadway. But having heard that Merrick was a villain and not to be trusted, had insisted that his fee and the cost of copying were to be paid in full before he left England. As his trip to New York approached, Merrick's cheque failed to materialise. But on the day prior to Fraser's departure, a message from the producer's office guaranteed that it would arrive the next day. Fraser duly went to the London airport, but before boarding the plane, called his agent to see if the guarantee had been fulfilled. No cheque had arrived. After a moment's deliberation, Fraser deposited the score in a locker, posted the key and a hastily written note to his agent, and boarded the plane.